You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 8th of October 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. The weekend is almost here. Friday has started and you know what that means? That means we have Grandpa Dan with us today, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how you doing? What's life like over the other side of the pond?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, we are finishing out the week. I wasn't here last week. It just, the break in the routine just messed me all up. So it is great to be back. And it's great. We've got great news. We got great news this week, something uplifting. The Republicans here in the U.S. have finally ready to crack down, starting to really talk about social media companies and their censorship of Americans. And, oh, wait, yeah, no, this may not be so white pilling after all, Sven.
Yes, because it's not actually censorship in America they are talking about. This is once again a case of the pot calling the kettle black. A top Republican has become the first member of Congress to call out LinkedIn, the only major American social media platform that operates in China, for censoring American users on behalf of the ruling Communist Party. Representative Jim Banks, chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee in Congress, sent a letter on Friday to Microsoft-owned LinkedIn, criticizing them for bowing down to the Chinese government by blocking the profiles of Americans who refer to the Asian superpower in a critical fashion. Imagine that. They blocked the profiles of Americans. Of course, what they really should have done is just censored them and deplatformed them globally so that nobody could actually read what was actually being said there, because that's the example that, of course, the big tech companies like to set. And this is what we say. If you don't like what somebody is saying, it's very simple simply to just block them. You don't have to prevent everybody else from hearing what they are saying. And this is what the Chinese government have done. They've said we don't actually want the Chinese people to hear what these Americans are saying, so we're just going to block them. We're not going to tell the social media company that they have to ban them outright and that nobody can hear what they are saying. They're just saying we're simply going to block them. They're really setting a good example here, but not even that is good enough for the Republicans. I mean, you must be able to criticize China, and the Chinese people must be able to hear it, I guess is what they're saying. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
The hypocrisy angle becomes tiring because it's so in your face. But really, the actual nerve of this to sit here and criticize China for doing this when here we are, like so many people have just been banned from every social. I know the network's account on, I guess it was Facebook or whatever, got banned, and all that was ever posted there was, oh, new show up here, check it out. You know, I mean, there was no really, I don't think any actual even political commentary. It's just updating shows, and it got banned. We're like in the most censored society in the world, and yet what do we get? Look over here. Look at the evil Chinese. Look what they're doing. Look over there. Don't pay any attention. Don't notice that you're banned because you're questioning the facts or foreign policy or anything the government does. Forget that. If you counter the narrative at all in the West, you get banned from social media. And they have the nerve to sit here and point and shriek at China. Now, here, this begs a question here, because I didn't know. I didn't know LinkedIn was actually social media operating in China. So how many Americans are going on Chinese LinkedIn to post critical posts about China. I mean, I'm talking about like normal Americans, like your average working person that has a social media account. They're on LinkedIn. It's like, hey, I want to go into China LinkedIn and post critical things about China. I'd say virtually nobody. All anybody's talking about right now is this vax insanity and this nonstop COVID nonsense. And yet, who is going on? And I would say it's going to be people that are operatives of the U.S. state. I mean, that's why they will get into it here in a few minutes, but they've banned basically every other U.S. social media company. What do we see when we see in countries that have these so-called, suppose we're supposed to think they're spontaneous color revolutions? Well, they're all incited and organized on U.S. social media. It is an arm and a tool of the U.S. State Department and intelligence agencies. China's not stupid. They know that. That's why they've banned all of them. And this one that operates, they're like, okay, fine, you can operate here, but these are the rules you have to follow. And they're very cut and dry. They're very straightforward. But when the U.S. tries to just go ahead and do that anyway, use their operatives to try to stir up some sort of, you know, sentiment against their government there, then, oh, that's just over the line. We can't have that. It's just way too much. It's also obvious now. It's also obvious and in your face. It's just, and yet it doesn't stop them. They have the nerve to come out and act as though this is something outrageous.
Yeah, it's not like these American social media companies would just deplatform people for criticizing Israel or criticizing large pharmaceutical companies, is it? Or anything like that. Well, there are at least 100 Americans whose LinkedIn profiles have anecdotally been found to have been banned by China in the past few months. A grand total of 100. I mean, that's scandalous, isn't it? For allegedly anti-China content in the education or experience sections of their LinkedIn profiles. However, thousands have likely been banned, according to an initial analysis by Dan Gaynor, vice president at the Media Research Center, a conservative media watchdog that tracks censorship on big tech platforms. Well, why isn't he turning that around on Facebook and Twitter with all the people that have been banned from there? I mean, there have literally been millions of people that have been outright banned from Twitter and from YouTube, probably millions on each platform that have actually had all their work removed completely globally so that nobody else can actually see it. And instead of complaining about that and complaining about people getting banned simply for putting up alternative medical information, they're concerned that 100 people have been banned from LinkedIn. I mean, it is literally millions of people that have actually been banned from Twitter and YouTube. I can remember seeing a headline a while back that was sort of keeping a tally of the numbers just on YouTube. And I know that after Donald Trump was elected, there was a massive purge of Twitter, and Donald Trump's followers, he lost millions of followers as these accounts were just evaporated. And yet here they are complaining about LinkedIn. What are your thoughts, Grandpa?
I had my mic muted, but yeah, when you read the 100 people thing, I did. I was literally sitting here laughing because, as you've pointed out, that's so silly in the face of how many people have been purged from social media here in the U.S. Now, this guy's supposed to be a U.S. congressman. He's supposed to be concerned about U.S. issues, and apparently this is no concern at all. That who knows how many millions of people have been banned. And like you say, a lot of it's not even controversial content, in my opinion. You've got videos of medical professionals, doctors, PhD experts in the field saying, criticizing the COVID policy, talking about how these vaccines are something you shouldn't do. And regardless of your opinion on that, these are experts in the field, but we're not allowed to hear those experts. They get banned. And this guy has no problem. This just once again brings me back around to my utter disdain for quote unquote conservatism, especially when you're talking about these groups, this foundation, Media Research Center, Conservative Media Research Center. And at the end of the day, they promote the same narrative as the leftist ones. It's at least the leftist ones are like evil in your face. But then you have the conservatives that are this horrible fake opposition, which makes them multiple times worse, in my opinion.
Well, I think another point here to raise is about the law as well. I mean, the people that end up losing their accounts in America, they haven't actually broken any laws because America does have free speech laws. In China, they have one free speech law, and that is that you're not allowed to criticize the government. And of course, here in the West, we would look at that and say, well, that's terrible. You should be able to criticize the government. But China's government does whatever it can for the Chinese people. It is actually a government for the people. They have increased the living prospects for the Chinese people and increased their happiness within their lives massively. And the wealth has increased hugely over the last 10 years. Absolutely phenomenal growth that they've had in China. And so there really is not much to criticize the government about. And what you've actually got here is you've got people on LinkedIn that are actually breaking the law in China. So China have said, well, rather than telling LinkedIn that they've got to remove these people, which is what America would do, what they're saying is, well, we're just going to block them. We're just going to do the sensible thing and block them. Continuing here, LinkedIn is pressuring US citizens to remove posts critical of China's dictatorship because apparently regional laws compel them to do Xi's bidding, Banks told the Washington Examiner. That's a lie. LinkedIn is simply selling out America's values and national security in order to boost its bottom line. LinkedIn needs to pick a side, either serve the Communist Party or support the United States, Banks added. Well, hang on a minute. I mean, this is in China. If China wants to block people from broadcasting in China or from making their posts available in China, that is up to China. I mean, Chinese law in China. Isn't it always when in Rome? Do like the Romans do? I mean, I really don't understand what the problem is here. What do you make of it, Grandpa?
America's values. You made a good point about what exactly is there for legitimate people to have, people to have legitimate criticism of the Chinese government. I mean, the only people really who should have a legitimate criticism of them are people that live in China. As you've already pointed out, they're doing really well. They're passing laws to make sure that money doesn't get funneled into the hands of a few, that the prosperity is shared. They want to bring the entire populace up. Obviously, they have work still left to do, and they realize this, but they're at least trying to lay the groundwork. Now, what criticism are people actually going to be able to make? And this ties in with his complaint about selling out America's values. What is this? So I guess the only thing, if you couple America's values with what you could criticize China's government for, is China's government isn't promoting child trannies and nonstop gay anal. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with. Otherwise, what criticism would you have? Now, you look at, as you pointed out, here's the law in China. You have one thing you're not allowed to do. You go on Chinese social media, you're not allowed to criticize the government. It's cut and dry. Everybody knows the rule. It's not evolving. It doesn't change. Now, you compare that to here in the U.S. or in the West in general, for that matter. The list of people you're not allowed to criticize or talk about is huge. It's enormous. Imagine you have this list over here in China. Here's the one thing you're not allowed to criticize. One thing you're not allowed to criticize. Then you come over here to the West, which is trying to preach at these people, and here's the list of what you're not allowed to criticize. And the thing would take up my entire tablet here, and it's ever evolving. If one thing this week you might be allowed to criticize, well, next week you can't. It's ever evolving, never changes. And at the end of the day, it always comes down to whatever the narrative is, whatever the regime promotes, that is what you're not allowed to criticize. Versus over here, you got one thing on the list, and what are they saying? Don't look at this long list over here, what you're not allowed to criticize or talk about or point at or discuss. Look over here. These guys have one thing on their list, and you're not. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. I don't know if anybody's even paying attention to this. I don't know if anybody even cares, but it is in the news. You have this person in political power that's making these absolute ridiculous, outrageous, I don't know, claims or pretending to be outraged over something that is absolutely laughable on its face.
They are actually taking proactive steps against the trannies and the gay anal over in China. They don't want their little boys to be emasculated and feminized. I think they're frowning on K-pop, and they've told the parents that they shouldn't allow the kids to spend too much time playing computer games. I mean, they really are concerned about their people over there. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head there when you point out that it's the LGBT agenda. I mean, they keep pointing out that if anybody tries to stop that in Taiwan, that will be it. The Americans will invade, and China don't want that. They don't want that being promoted to their people, because they understand that the family is the smallest unit that makes up the nation, not the individual. Well, Banks also said that Chinese spies use LinkedIn to recruit US sources, which is illegal in America. But he said it wasn't clear if LinkedIn was proactively trying to stop this from happening while working directly with the Chinese Communist Party on their censorship needs. Because, of course, America would never try to recruit spies in Russia, would they? Or try to recruit spies in North Korea. And what's actually going on here is the Chinese are actually in China. So they're saying it should be illegal for China to recruit the Chinese, because it's not fair on America, who want to pretend that the Chinese they are recruiting are now actually Americans. Of course, their family is Chinese. Their extended family is Chinese. Their ancestors are Chinese. But because they have a piece of paper that says that they've set foot on the American soil for a few years, that tells them that they're American, America wants to pretend that they are Americans. So they want to make a law to prevent China from being able to recruit members of their own family. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous where we've ended up with multiculturalism here. What do you think about their attempts to halt Chinese espionage here, Grandpa?
I think it's bullshit. Sometimes there's just no other term to use except that. It's bullshit. He makes this accusation. And I would say that most of the people from America that are getting banned on these on the Chinese social media already are on the payroll of the U.S. spy agencies. But he makes this accusation, but there's nothing proving it, nothing backing it up. I was sitting here reminded of when they were claiming that Huawei, I probably didn't pronounce it right, I apologize, but you know, the Chinese cell phone company, when they're basically trying to attack them on behalf of the global of the U.S. rather. Phone companies, because they probably make a better product. But they were one of the things they tried to say is, well, you can't use these Chinese phones and the Chinese apps because they could be spying on you. They could be spying on America's. Now, even if that were true, and I think it's not, but even if it were true, if the Chinese were spying like on my conversations or what's on my phone, they would be really bored. I mean, what exactly does the average American have going on that the Chinese government would care about? And then it flies into the face of who's more likely to be spying on the average American? The Chinese government on the other side of the planet that doesn't care what the average American is doing, or the U.S. government that, let's be honest, they seem to be infatuated. They seem to be obsessed with control. They seem to be obsessed with what people are saying, doing, thinking, that they might be thinking the wrong thoughts or saying the wrong things. I mean, it just flies in the face of this. But this whole notion, they're recruiting spies and that's illegal. But how do we know they're even doing this? And if they were, the only people on there are more than likely already on the U.S. spy payroll. Once again, as you keep saying, it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, you know, I can recall quite a few instances where there's been a big scandal where the American spy agencies have discovered that the Chinese spy they thought working for the CIA has actually been working for China all along. I mean, who would have guessed that the Chinese would actually be loyal to China? Well, Banks wants LinkedIn to answer his questions in regards to their censorship, asking them in the letter which CCP speech regulations LinkedIn enforces on American users, and asking the company if it has ever handed over user data requested by the Chinese government. China, who blocked Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter starting in 2009, and Google withdrew from China in 2010 over Chinese censorship and intellectual property theft by the Chinese government. And all I have to say to that is, well done, China. Russia threatened to do the same recently. Russia threatened to get rid of Twitter. And these companies, these social media companies, they're just ways for the West to subvert these countries. So China did exactly the right thing by blocking Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. And I'm surprised that they still have LinkedIn. And I'm surprised they didn't actually get rid of Google themselves and just used their own search engine, the same as Russia does. Russia uses Yandex, and often it's much better to use than Google. The Google search engine is completely broken because of the way they've messed up the algorithms to, instead of put what is most popular at the top, put what is most politically correct at the top. But yeah, this is good on China for blocking these companies. But I guess this Republican senator is saying that it's a bad thing. What do you make of this, Grandpa? I'm sure you're going to agree with me.
Oh yeah, how dare the Chinese not allow the U.S. Intelligence agencies and State Department to organize color revolutions and social upheaval in their country? How dare they? Google voluntarily basically withdrawing on their own versus being kicked out. This is just a matter of China enforced the rules, and if Google tried to go around the rules, they weren't allowed to do that. I mean, that's just they enforce the rules. And again, they're very upfront with the rules. This is what you've got to do if you want to operate here. These are the guidelines you have to follow. I'm reminded, and I won't go off on a tangent, but this reminds me of a way I read a story years ago, and I'll try to make this quick as possible. In our rural communities here in the U.S., they're decimated and they look horrible. They used to be thriving communities back when I was young, and you had all of these different small businesses, and now those are all boarded up. Those are all gone. You have nothing but payday loan places or other little crappy, shitty businesses. But they all have one thing in common: at the edge of town, there's a big Walmart. That wasn't an accident, because what Walmart did back in the day, and I saw this, they would go into a small rural community. This was their business model. They went into a small rural community. And they sold at a loss because they could absorb the loss. They would sell at a loss. And then when every business in town went broke, then they would raise their prices to the regular market value, and they had a monopoly. This is literally what they did. Now, Walmart several years back went into China, and they opened the first Walmart. I think it was in Beijing, and they attempted to do the same business model. They went into Beijing and started charging below at a loss to put everybody out of business. Well, the Chinese business owners went to the Chinese government and said, hey, this isn't right. These guys are selling at a loss just to put us out of business. And what did the Chinese government do? They stepped in and told Walmart, we're going to kick you out of the country. You either sell at the market value or get out, period. So what did Walmart do? Well, they raised the prices, and now all the small businesses are still thriving, still working, still in business. This is what an actual nationalist government does. They gave Walmart a chance, and what did Walmart do? They said, okay, well, if we want to operate here, we got to operate by their rules, which, you know, means not ripping everybody off. And it reminds me of this. They set the rules. They set the guidelines here, and Google obviously wasn't willing to follow their rules and guidelines, so they had to leave. Well, big loss. All that happened is now they're not going to be allowed to cause social upheaval and problems in the country. And as you've already pointed out, they're not missing out on anything. All the search engines here in the U.S. are broken. It doesn't matter what you look up now. You can be looking up something completely, or you're looking up car parts, and you just get nonsense. It has nothing to do with what you look for. You can't find anything on the internet now, because they've messed with the algorithms to the point they're completely broken and they don't work anymore. But this is a perfect reflection of our broken and non-functioning society.
Well, this makes LinkedIn and its parent company, Microsoft, the only major American social media company to operate in China and comply with its government's harsh censorship rules. I mean, how can they say that with a straight face? China has harsh censorship rules, when there are millions of people that have actually been completely deplatformed from social media in America. And we've got people that have been deplatformed from their banks simply for saying things that the left disagrees with over here in Britain. Well, Microsoft's search engine Bing operates in China, but in a censored format. And the Seattle-based tech giant also provides facial recognition services to the Chinese Communist Party and has physical data servers in China. Well, the only reason they don't have facial recognition services in America is because facial recognition doesn't work with multiple ethnicities. If you have a multicultural area, it's not going to work. We know this when they tried this out, and they said that it was biased, it was racist, it was discriminating against black people by not picking up on their faces. It was only picking up on white people's faces. So the difference you have in China is that it's ethnically homogenous, so all the facial recognition does work. It does appear here as if Microsoft are the ones that are willing to work with China, doesn't it? LinkedIn and its parent company, Microsoft, and Microsoft's Bing as well operate there. But don't Apple produce all their computers over there? So it does seem to me as if you know, they're really not that principled, are they? Either of these companies, if what we're being told here is true. Grandpa, what do you make of this, about these social media companies having to obey these harsh censorship rules?
Well, see, the Republicans have this strange thing they promote as so-called conservatism, which basically boils down to, as long as it's not technically the government directly doing it to you, then it's okay. It's somehow the free market. If these social media companies have a monopoly and they all get together, and it's pretty much been shown that they share lists, and these social media companies all come out and ban you and take away your free speech, well, that's not really a violation of your rights because it's not technically the government doing it directly, even though there's been instances where the government calls on them to ban certain people, which they do, that somehow it's okay. You know, it's like, well, if the social media companies, you know, like here in the U.S., the government supposedly doesn't have the right to come into your house without a search warrant and search your house. But I guess if Facebook sent people here and broke in your door and started searching through your house, that would be A-okay because technically it's not the government doing it. It doesn't make any sense because it doesn't have any kind of foundation in reality. At the end of the day, the Republicans shill the same stuff as the Democrats. The conservatives shill the same stuff as the quote unquote liberals. They're just masquerading. They're just pretending like they don't.
Well, Microsoft and LinkedIn did not respond to a request for comment from the Washington Examiner. Banks, in his letter to LinkedIn, cites a statement by the company in which it defends its censorship actions by citing an obligation to respect the laws that apply to us, including adhering to Chinese government regulations for our localized version of LinkedIn in China. I mean, you can just imagine Russia saying, well, we're not going to obey the American law. We're just going to obey Russian laws here. And America is wrong to expect us to obey their laws. I mean, this is just so hypocritical. Well, LinkedIn has 53 million users in China and approximately 7% of the professional social network's global total. That's how much it makes up. And the company faces challenging trade-offs in their desire to operate in China. LinkedIn is really the only US social network that is allowed to operate there, and this shows why it is so hard, said Adam Kovacevich, CEO of the Chamber of Progress, an advocacy group backed by big tech companies such as Amazon, Facebook, and Google. So he thinks it's really hard to operate there because basically you are expected to obey the law.
Yeah, it's really hard to operate there because you can't promote the CIA and the State Department agenda. They actually hold you to the rules. I mean, what are they asking to operate? The guidelines here are not very strict, in my opinion. You're not allowed to criticize or run down the government or cause, you know, all those problems that we've seen these social media companies promote in Russia, Belarus, all across the world. They promote these things. They use these social media platforms as a way to organize and promote these fake uprisings. And it's very hard. It's very hard because you can't do that in China because, you see, they actually enforce the rules and they tell you the rules up front. And it's just outrageous that they won't let us operate there. They won't let us stir up a color revolution against the government. What's wrong with them? And does this not ring alarm bells for somebody that these social media companies are obviously, I mean, they're hand in hand with the government. This is not, oh, the big tech giants are doing their thing over here and the government's over here doing their thing. Look, they are in bed with one another. They are doing each other's bidding. They are working together. This is undeniable. It's observable reality. And they're complaining here. They're essentially whining because in China, they're not allowed to do that. And they really want to do that. And it's just not fair. It's just not fair. China won't let us stage a color revolution against their government. How dare they?
They're really admitting that, aren't they? By saying that, you know, it's so hard to do business there, but because basically they're not allowed to criticize the government. So really, that's what they're saying these social media companies are for. In the other countries, of course, in the Western countries, they're there to reinforce the narrative that comes from our government. And then when we try to criticize the government, they come out with the excuse that it's all hate speech. And in actual fact, what we're doing is inciting hate against minorities when we criticize multiculturalism. Well, Kovacevich continued saying China, Russia and India are all cracking down on free expression online, which basically means they're saying to Twitter and Facebook, you can't organize color revolutions in our countries. He continues, and US officials should be sticking up for global internet freedom and human rights instead of sending cheap shot letters to American services caught in a difficult position. So it's really the pot calling the kettle black here. He said the US has retreated in its leadership role and said it should be injecting issues such as free speech onto global diplomatic talks with China and other nations. Seriously, I mean, America's leadership role in all of this has been to allow the tech giants over there to censor anybody that criticizes multiculturalism, anybody that points out the downside of it, anybody that points out uncomfortable facts from history, pretty much anybody that criticizes any of the elites or any of these powerful groups that we have within our countries, they all end up being banned. America leads the world in censorship. Oh, yes, it does have free speech laws, but when people talk about things that are associated with free speech, then they run the risk of losing their job, like happened to you, Grandpa. People run the risk of losing their bank accounts. They get censored on social media. And the excuse is, oh, yes, because it's not the government that's doing it. It's the private companies that are doing it. America leads the world in censorship, not China. What are your thoughts, Grandpa?
The reason they don't bring this up in diplomatic talks is quite simple, because they'll get laughed at. They'll get laughed at in their face. Can you imagine the U.S. Secretary of State sitting down across from his Chinese counterpart and having the nerve to bring this up? I mean, they would literally laugh in the guy's face. I'm reminded of here earlier this year, the U.S. was trying to kvetch at Russia for some sort of human made up human rights abuse or whatever. And Lavrov, he basically came out and said, well, here in Russia, we're very concerned about the treatment we're hearing of these basic political prisoners from the January 6th protest and the way they're being treated and the way they're being jailed for their political speech. And you notice it all went away after that. They had the nerve to come at Russia with, oh, human rights abuses and the way you treat your political dissidents. And Lavrov just came back and right in the face was like, yeah, we're really concerned about the way you're treating your political dissidents, throwing them in jail for being at a political protest. And there's open talk that they're being tortured, essentially beaten in these jails. You have the nerve to bring that up. And you know, that little snippet just went away. It went away really quickly. That's why they're not bringing it up. They go to China. Oh, well, you need to answer for your censorship. And they're just going to laugh at them and be like, look, y'all banning millions of people for criticizing stuff that we don't care if people criticize the whatever community or this or talk about that. We have one thing over here on the list that you're not allowed to do. That's it. One thing. Your list is a book thick. Yeah, that's why they're not bringing up. And I look at these anytime you hear from one of these groups, he's part of the such and such foundation that you've never heard of before. I always ask the question, where does the money for these groups come from? Well, who establishes? I mean, they're operating on a pretty good budget. Obviously, they can have this group. They probably have a nice office in Washington, D.C. somewhere. I'm always curious. Wonder where the money comes from. Of course, we're not told. We're just supposed to be busy thinking about how outrageous China's behavior is.
And of course, they could always turn around and say, well, you banned your own president. How can you talk to us about censorship here? Well, other tech industry insiders disagreed with LinkedIn's approach to doing business in China. It's really unfortunate when American businesses like LinkedIn are allowing authoritarian regimes to dictate content outside their borders, said Carl Schabo, vice president at NetChoice, a tech trade group that represents companies such as Amazon and Google. And when that does happen, they should actively push back on such demands. China suppressing the profiles of American users should not be happening, Schabo added. Well, what about Germany then? What about all the users that Germany blocks from actually being able to publish their content in Germany? You know, countries, all Western countries all around the world are censoring accounts. Originally, when they started doing the censorship in YouTube, you could still actually get to watch a lot of these YouTube channels if you had a virtual proxy network and you logged on from America. You can't even do that anymore. These countries are just banning accounts outright. And all China have done here is just block this account from these accounts from actually being able to be seen in China. They can still be seen everywhere else. Scholars who study censorship are particularly disgruntled with LinkedIn's actions towards Americans in the past few months. It's so cowardly to placate an authoritarian government like the Chinese Communist Party. They're doing the bidding of a genocidal dictatorship, Gaynor said. How do the folks at LinkedIn live with themselves? I mean, what do they mean, a genocidal dictatorship? What are they doing that is genocidal? Forcing the Uyghurs to sing patriotic songs and learn how to grow their own food? I mean, I just don't understand what it is that is so bad about the Chinese Communist Party when they have improved the life expectancy of the Chinese massively. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
Well, they're trying to give this false impression with as we go through what this last little section here. They're trying to give the impression that China is banning Americans in America on LinkedIn from posting on American LinkedIn. That's just simply not true. They're censoring content that's on the Chinese version. They're censoring content that is over there. China doesn't have the power to come like into American LinkedIn and say, oh, you in America talking about American politics, you're not allowed to do that. You're censored. I mean, they're trying to give this impression like this is all one thing operating, you know, as one deal. So Americans talking about things here in America are being banned. No, these are Americans probably working for the State Department, CIA, that are on the Chinese version of LinkedIn and attempting to criticize the government, which they're told up front they can't do. And they're trying to give this impression that, no, they're somehow over here saying that Americans just posting about American stuff are being banned because the Chinese government is somehow, you know, dictating what free speech is in America. So they're trying to kind of cloud that. They're trying to muddy the waters with more dishonesty. And it is. It's absolutely dishonest. I was laughing as we wrap up. I was laughing when you were talking about the Uyghurs. There, somebody sent me a deal here a while back of this Uyghur who's actually very like one of the most popular actresses. They're in China, so oppressed. Why she's a very popular, one of the more popular actresses there in China. How dare they? The oppression. I just can't imagine. It's all ridiculous, all silly. And as usual, when it comes to these narratives, it's all a lie.
It's just another episode in Clown World. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.